Good evening, councillors, staff, ladies and gentlemen. I invite you to bow your head in prayer. Almighty God, we ask you to guide us in all of our discussions, to show goodness, honesty, understanding and wisdom in all that we undertake for the benefit of the city of Joondalup and our residents. May we respect each other's views at all times, and we ask all of this in your name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I declare this special council meeting open at 6 p.m. First item of business is declarations of interest. Do any councillors or staff have any declarations of interest on tonight's agenda? There being none, we then move on to public question time. There is a set of procedures which relates to public question time, and I will request that you follow my direction at all times. You'll have an opportunity to ask two questions, and your question should be directed to myself as chair and asked in a polite and respectful manner. Please state your name and address for the public record when coming forward to ask a question. Please also understand that at a special meeting, we do not respond to questions that do not relate to the purpose of the meeting, and so it is therefore requested that only questions that relate to the item on the agenda be asked. Are there any questions? If not, I declare public question time closed, and we move to public statement time. There is a set of procedures which relates to public statement time, and I'll request that you follow my direction at all times. You're able to make a statement for up to 2 minutes, and your statement should be directed to myself as chair and be polite and respectful. No questions or discussion will occur at the end of your statement, and please come forward and state your name and address for the public record. Following statements, the following names have listed themselves for a statement in advance of the meeting. I would again reiterate that all statements must relate to the item which is on the agenda, but I call forward first Ms. Katishi Dunn.
Good evening. My name is Katishi Dunn. My address is 4A Sundry Rise, Joondalup. I am for the proposed changes to the Masters Warehouse. I have been a manager for Petstock Joondalup for two and a half years. I started roughly the same time as Masters closed. Within my time there, we have had to change our business hours, our opening and our closing hours, due to wages. We found that the decline in customers early in the morning, later in the evening, were very slim, so had to make those changes to suit our budgets. We have a lot of customers in the area we're a destination store, so people come to us for specific items. However, in saying that, having something like Spud Shed within that complex would massively increase our turnover every year. I've seen a huge decline in our turnover, and last year was quiet. I accepted that because it was the first year Masters had closed. However, this year is more quiet. I'm struggling to make targets, and there just doesn't seem to be anything else within our area that is bringing in business that can help us. I think Spud Shed is something that everybody uses. Myself, my staff included, we would use it personally. My customers that come in that I speak to, they are ecstatic, the fact that there could be a Spud Shed going in there. I think having that foot traffic that is not for destination stores is important for where we are. Petstocks in general will have a vet attached to them. Those stores do tremendously well. I don't. It is just us. I'm a very small store. As is a lot of the stores that are in that area, or in that complex. And I have spoken to those people and those managers, and they are struggling very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your statement. Mr. Robert Borbley.
Good evening, sir. My name is Robert Borbley. I'm the proprietor of Cafissimo in Joondalup, 5B 11 in June Way. I'm in favour of the change in use for the old Master store to include Spud Shed. Twofold. It would bring foot traffic in and increase my business. We've been on Struggle Street for the past 2 years since the closure of Masters. It would bring in foot traffic to increase our business. I'll currently use Spudshed as a wholesale outlet and travel either to Innaloo or Wangara at the moment to do wholesale shopping for our cafe. So I would use it, one, as foot traffic to increase our business, and two, I would actually be a wholesale customer of the business. So I support the application to change the use and open Spudshed in the area. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Baldwin. Cindy Goodhue.
Hi, thank you. Cindy Goodhue, 630 Carroll Avenue, Jandakot, on behalf of the applicant. The applicant thanks the Mayor and the members of the Council for both this special meeting and the opportunity to make this statement. The statement focuses on two primary topics. Firstly, the operational nature and unique character of the Spudshed business proposal to be carried out on the site, and secondly, the broader benefits Spudshed offers the site and the Joondalup community. Although the matters I may discuss touch on planning topics in a general way, detailed planning implications will be addressed by the applicant's planner, Mr. Ben Doyle of Planning Solutions. As to the operational characteristics of the Spudshed, unlike a traditional supermarket, retail or grocer, a Spudshed has some unique characteristics that set it apart from other retailers. And some specific examples of these distinguishing characteristics include the majority of its products are primary produce. The fact most of the Spudshed store is dedicated to the display of such primary produce. Bulk display of goods at typical grocer or supermarket stocks on average 12 to 20 kilos and at times much less. Spudshed stocks products in quantities of up to 500 kilos, with individual packaged products available in 5, 10 kilo bags, 36 litre crates and half-tonne bins. These bulk quantities are delivered in half-tonne farm bins, unloaded by forklifts from side curtains of semi-trailers. In turn, a large floor area is required to manoeuvre these bins into the store. Most product is sold in farm bins on pallets direct from the farm. Spudshed has a growing wholesale trade, currently around 25 to 30% of its customer base. With 24-hour trade, it's not unusual for cafes to collect orders at 3 a.m. and similarly restaurants to do the same at midnight. Spudshed range is limited. As an example, a typical supermarket stocks three times the amount of product lines you would expect to find in a Spudshed. It is a WA family-owned business, and wherever possible, it supplies WA products from WA suppliers. With the employees that are listed in the application, one thing that wasn't noted was it will employ approximately 30 of those as trainees from the outset. So these are trainees that are given further training to develop their skill set.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank you.
Mr. Ben Doyle.
Thank you, Mayor and Councillors, for the opportunity to speak, and thank you to those who I managed to speak with today and for taking the time to review the briefing note that I circulated. Thank you for scheduling this special meeting at short notice. I'm sure you understand that delaying consideration to the next Council meeting on the 19th of February next year could have implications for the proposal, given that HomeCo is actively leasing the Masters building, which has been vacant for 2 years and 7 days today. We were disappointed that at the last meeting Lendlease had objected as owner of the Lakeside Shopping Centre, but we trust that the report you have before you tonight is a comprehensive report prepared by the City's officers in regards to the issues raised by Lendlease's lawyers. I trust that the information in the report satisfactorily addresses those points. With regard to public advertising, the report at page 9 sets out the circumstances where public advertising of applications is undertaken by the City and confirms that this type of proposal would, in accordance with the City's standard procedures, would not be advertised for public comment. You have advice from the City's independent lawyers confirming the land use classification. And with the Spudsheds, as Cindy's just explained, they are a unique proposal that do not fit neatly into any particular land use. And so there is sometimes some discussion around how that should be classified. But you now have that advice from your lawyers and the advice from the City's officers confirming that it is not only capable of approval, but also warrants approval as it's consistent with the planning framework. You've got a retail sustainability assessment attached to your report that confirms 1.6% is the maximum impact on any centre in the surrounding 15-kilometre radius, including Lakeside and a number of smaller centres. That is well below the accepted standard of 10% being a acceptable impact on a centre.
Thank you, Mr. Doyle.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your statement. Does anybody else who hasn't given a statement in the gallery wish to make a statement? If not, I declare public statement time closed. The next item of business tonight is apologies and leaves of absence. I've received an apology from Councillor Hamilton Prime and Councillor McLean, and Councillor Norman is on a leave of absence. And other than that, we have a full house. Are there any requests for leaves of absence? If not, we then move to the reports section of the agenda. There's one item before us tonight, and I propose to move the officer's recommendation. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, thank you.
Seconded, Councillor Hollywood. Councillors, in commending this motion to you, I'd like to actually, first of all, from the outset, say how strongly I support this proposal and very firmly commend this to the Council. The Joondalup Up Activity Centre, which this site essentially comes within, is an area that will evolve and indeed it should evolve in response to consumer appetites as they ebb and flow. And that's the nature of retail. It's an ever-changing landscape. If you look at the other closest Spudshed example, which is situated in the Wanneroo Market site, many of you will have memories of how that market site used to operate back in the 90s. Clearly it's changed considerably as consumer appetites have led them away from the old Wangara Industrial Centre and probably more into the heart of Joondalup, and I think this proposal will accelerate that change. Just touching on any concerns that may be held around retail competition, I would first of all stress, and indeed the report makes the point, that free market competition considerations are not valid planning concerns. The proponent was not required to prepare a retail sustainability assessment, but they did, and that sustainability assessment, as was just outlined in public statement time, is indeed very, very minor. The largest impact is around 1.6% on the Heathridge Centre, then to 1.4% at IGA in Edgewater, and progressively declining after that point. As I said as well, that's not a consideration. One of the greatest things about this, or two of the greatest things for me, is the direct employment, as opposed to some of the big box warehousing, sort of very large format retail that we do have. This site will be far more employment intensive. So this proposes 80 direct full-time equivalent jobs right in the heart of the Joondalup CBD. We have very clear employment goals for what we're looking for, 80 direct full-time equivalent jobs. The centre will be open 24 hours a day, and indeed its full economic benefit, some 226 FTE job positions. Just to put that in scale, that is more than one quarter of our annual jobs target for the Joondalup City Centre in one proposal that we have before us here tonight. If we're looking to signal to the rest of the state that we are open to business, that we want the Joondalup CBD to be the CBD of the north, I believe these are the sort of proposals that we should be supporting. And as we've heard tonight, this is an area that in the last 2 years and 7 days we have seen many local retail businesses struggling. Some of those who presented here had been on my mind for several years since Masters itself had closed. I know an individual who purchased some of the properties in proximity to Bunnings just down the road, and the difference in fortune for those, because Bunnings has continued, versus those who, just because of historical reasons, ended up purchasing near the Master sites, has meant a lot of those have closed down in recent years. They have been seriously struggling retailers, and this will clearly be a turnaround and something I believe is very popular, or will be very popular with the local community. There is before us, I guess, the option to either defer it or refuse it. I would point out that any deferral, even a deferral for consultation, would essentially amount to refusal because it would be considered to be a deemed refusal. Within our activity centre, we haven't historically consulted on land use matters because This is the Joondalup CBD area. This is an area that we are open for business. This isn't directly adjacent to residents. And we want to be open for new and original ideas. I could never have foreseen Spud Shed as being a proposal for a large chunk of that old Masters Warehouse site. But indeed, I think it's a very, very good proposal. Ultimately, this will be a great boost to Joondalup, and it will be a new reason for people from outside of Joondalup, particularly in the cities of Wanneroo and Stirling, to see our CBD as one of their main destination options, and I commend it to the council. Councillor Hollywood.
I will reserve my right, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Further comments, councillors? Councillor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I've read the report. I did have initial concerns about the parking from bulky to a shop. But these have been answered, and we will have over 200 bay surplus if this goes ahead. So the Spud Shed would service a growing number of restaurants in our growing city, and to have it away from homes in this location is the best place for them to be there, operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And with the 80 extra full-time jobs that you mentioned, this will help our employment self-sufficiency targets that are listed in the government document directions 2021. So I do also think it will be a great boost and a great help for the restaurant community. They won't have to travel wherever they travel now, close to Perth, for their supplies, because we do have many new restaurants opening in the city of Joondalup, and some restaurants are struggling. So there's restaurants in the city, the suburbs, and a couple of new ones along our coast. So I do support this. Thank you.
Councillor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Fellow councillors, this is a no-brainer. The Master site has been a ghost town for over 2 years. We have an opportunity to have a unique supplier of primary produce in Joondalup. I fully support the officer's recommendations.
Further comments, councillors? Councillor Fisher.
Just a question, if I may. Could I be advised what was the legal firm who gave the advice to the city?
Mr. Parry. I'll throw that to Mr. Lee. McLeod. Mr. Lee. McLeod. Do you have further comments or questions, Councillor Fishwick? Not this time. Further comments, councillors? If there isn't, I don't wish to close unless Councillor Politica.
Could I at this stage move the procedural motion as it's forwarded to all elected members?
So moved. I have a seconder for that motion. Seconded Councillor Chester. Councillor Politica.
Mr. Mayor, I did want to add, if you wouldn't mind, I'm only moving it to allow the mover to present his case.
Thank you, Councillor Chester. Councillor Politica.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, this is one for me that's caused somewhat of a conundrum. I think there's a number of issues which I thought were pretty accurately and succinctly raised in Len Lees's lawyer's submission. My problem is in several areas. We've got two legal opinions. They differ. They don't actually reconcile. And one of the issues I think is very important, when you actually step outside of the approved use, as distinct from a discretionary use, is that you actually do go out and advertise and get consultation. This is a discretionary use, not an approved use. Is it compatible to the other businesses in this particular precinct, which is actually the Joondalup West precinct? It actually is situated in an area which, in my opinion, will dilute quite significantly the CBD or the city centre, which we are struggling to enliven. I think we need to take cognizance of the fact that on one hand we're saying we want to develop a vibrant CBD, and on the other hand we're saying let's spread the love. Doesn't quite ring with me at this stage. I would like to have had an RSA produced by, in fact, the Lend-Lease solicitors, which they've offered to do, and I think it would have been an important counterbalance. One opinion, be it legal or otherwise, is irrelevant. It is just an opinion. And the reason we have a legal fraternity is because there is always debate. What we've got here is actually a square peg, and we're trying to put into a round hole. The original proponent came to us was actually as an unlisted use. And that of course, sent some waves up into my mind, saying, well, it doesn't fit. It's non-approved use, yet we seem to be really going out of our way to shave the peg to make it fit. We're trying the accommodation to make it fit a little bit more than I've seen in this council for some years. I think also the other thing which concerned me is that it's been rushed. Let's get it advertised, not required under a discretionary use, but I consider it to be completely appropriate, highly recommended, given the impact and good governance. Community effect impact. Now, we've talked about the RSA produced, and it's going to have a 1.4% on one of the shops in particular, which I have a little bit of a focus on, which is the Edgewater Community Shops. We already have a dead centre, or a dead shopping centre, in Ocean Reef. We've got Connolly going down the slide. You will not have a Edgewater Community Centre, and I'm somewhat surprised that this wasn't raised by some of the elected members. But if IGA, which is the anchor tenant for that centre, and I know that we talked about finances not being, but this is more than that. It's about community. That's part of the Edgewater Community and has been for a long time. With that becoming, which is at the moment marginal, with that becoming defunct, you will lose 8 other traders. A chemist, a liquor store, you've got a little, very small grocery store there called Greenfields Fruit and Veg, and you've also got a fish and chip shop and a few other little sundries. These rely completely on the traffic that's at that community centre. In regards to the spud shed, is it what we would have expected for this area? I would argue strongly no. In fact, it is completely an aberration to what I, and I believe everybody in this room, would have thought would have gone into Joondalup Precinct West. Placemaking, city centre, I've touched on that. The primacy of the city centre should override something which we believe is exciting or may contribute to a different precinct than the city centre. We have to get our city centre right. It is not functioning. Public amenity. Is it helping our public, our ratepayers? Wangara is about 9 minutes away. Give or take, the spud shed in Wangara is 7.1 kilometres. The spud shed to the Joondalup Edgewater is actually about 2.5-3 kilometres, minutes away. So we're not adding to any great amenity for our ratepayers. But it will be, I dare say, and I agree with the comments made by some of the presentation, that it will assist those people which have been struggling in the Joondalup Precinct West. But unfortunately, it's the wrong fit. It's not what I had in mind for this area. We need to take a helicopter view of the impact. And there is a major impact. It's not just about the spud shed. I have got absolutely nothing against the spud shed. Great business, great facility, wrong location. And I would have liked to have seen a more substantive report produced by the Lendlease, who I'm sure would have liked that privilege as well. I would have also liked to have seen, I think, for more commentary to come from people like the small community centres. They weren't even aware. They weren't even aware that this was happening. When I spoke to them, they said, "What are you talking about? What's Punchet? Where?" They could not envisage in their mind that this
20 seconds, Councillor Blue.
Sorry?
20 seconds.
Thank you. That this budget could be entertained. I strongly recommend that we defer this so we get all the facts on the table and we don't go down this trap of we have to make a decision because if we don't, it's going to be deemed refused, it's going to go to SAT, they're going to get approved. That's not what this council is about. We're here to protect the community.
Thank
in
you,
my,
Councillor
my opinion, it hasn't happened. Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, Councillor Lithgow. As it's a procedural motion, there's no debate on this. I'll put the motion and invite you. I'll put the procedural motion to defer and invite you to cast your vote on the screens before you. Declare the voting closed and the item lost. We move back to the substantive motion. Does any other councillor wish to comment on this motion? Councillor May.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I'm not debating the previous procedural motion, but I agree with many of the points my friend Councillor Plifka has made regarding lack of vibrancy in the CBD and other things like employment in the CBD. But I don't believe a spud shed being located just outside the CBD at a site that's been empty for just over 2 years will make that problem worse. In fact, I think there's other solutions which aren't related to the spud shed, which which we mostly agree on, that can improve the vibrancy and employment of the CBD. One thing I will comment on, and I don't use this to shape my vote, but I generally before an item comes to council, if it's a controversial item, then I get a lot of feedback from the community and people I know and throughout the whole city, really. And on this item, I've had a lot of people come to me and really hammer it down my throat, but they really want this here. People from Heathridge, from Callowroo, from Hillary's, from all over the place. It's not very often when people who aren't actively engaged in local government issues approach me and talk to me about this topic. So that was a real eye-opener for me. One of the biggest priorities I have as an elected member is doing whatever we can to drive down unemployment, particularly youth unemployment. It's an issue that affects so many people, especially in the northern suburbs. So that is why I'm very supportive of getting more business into CBD. The other issue I have really is Spudshed is a WA-owned company. As a company, we should all be rooting for. It will be healthy competition for other supermarket chains, including supermarket chains that are based on the other side of the world. Another thing I would say as well, with regards to competition, is I remember back in 2004 when I was working at IGA, we had to wear T-shirts saying, "Please don't vote for Sunday trading because we'll all go under, we'll all lose our jobs," and that never happened. When Aldi came to Perth a few years ago, Coles and Woolworths were worried. People thinking Coles and Woolworths would go under. They're still doing very well. With IGA, it's a different demographic that uses it. People like me actually prefer going to IGA because you can get little bits and pieces and have to go to a big shopping centre. Whereas people that go to the larger supermarkets or places, bulk buying places like Spudshed, go for a different purpose. So there's different markets that it caters to, and I always welcome healthy competition. The last point I'll make is I do wish Spudshed much more success than the previous occupants of the building. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor May. Further comments, councillors? Councillor Plitzer.
Now, I believe of last week, yeah. Look, there's a couple of points which I'd add why we shouldn't pursue this. The Spudshed's got a size of around 4,000 square metres, and I'm just going to draw a comparison of size. IGA is actually 500 square metres. To suggest that this is not going to impact on the community centre is, with the greatest respect, nonsense. The other issue which I have here, the problem I have is, I feel I've been put under pressure. If we don't actually approve, it's going to get refused if we defer. I won't be supporting it, but not because I believe Spudshed is a bad thing. I, in fact, would love to see Spudshed in the city centre. And I think that places like Innaloo, where it is, and some of the other areas, it is completely appropriate. What we are doing here is, in fact, diluting quite significantly an opportunity for the city centre to grow, and we are compromising ourselves as far as planning goes. I mean, the hybrid, we're now talking about a hybrid approval. Maybe that's been something that's happened in the past. It's an anomaly. This is a shop. This is a supermarket. It's nothing else, nothing different. It's different in as much as Aldi's different. It's as different as much as stores can do what they like, Farmer Jack's, etc. There are already significant suppliers of wholesale produce. I don't know of any restaurant that drives, unless they particularly choose to Perth City. I would suggest that we seriously stop and think of what we're doing. We are actually now saying, by this precedent, any supermarket that wishes to go into this area in the future can do so. It can say, "I am unique. My name is different to the Spudshed. I am unique. I sell these products." We have to be very careful. Where are we going with this? I don't actually take up the challenge, but I have to reiterate, I'm not against Spudshed, wrong location, and I don't believe that all the necessary facts for good common sense decision making have been put before us. I thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Further comments, councillors? Councillor Dwyer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to make the comment that this is a private organisation that's making their own commercial decision and taking the risk. They are specialists in this particular area, in the retail space. This is their niche that they know well. They are making an application, and it's their decision to fly or not fly in this situation. Thank you. And I will be supporting the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dwyer. Further comments, councillors? Final call. I'll just close very briefly then. Just address a couple of items that were raised, particularly the point about vibrancy in the Joondalup CBD, and that's something that we're all very focused on. But I think in many of our discussions, it's ironic that we were dealing with, if you like, a salvo from Lendlease right at the front end of this process, because if you look at anything that has been a challenge within the Joondalup CBD, it's that Lakeside has been extraordinarily successful, and we're very proud of that success and we support it. But that has probably had the greatest impact on the Joondalup CBD, because it's pulled activity within the shopping centre precinct and not within the CBD itself. You can draw the exact same comparison if you're looking at the retail impact on neighbourhood shopping centres. If, as the RSA shows, yes, there'll be an impact from this one coming in, it will be below 2%, 1.6% at the highest of any impact. I accept that there has been impacts on local retail centres, but those impacts have largely been the multinationals, not the WA-based competitors who are in this space. I'm not aware of any significant suppliers of wholesale produce within the Joondalup CBD. I think that brings a new bow to our arrow, and we do sit right on the cusp of one of Western Australia's most significant horticultural precincts in and around Wanneroo, and we will have the larger wholesale centre here for all of that Wanneroo produce. Hopefully some of that will be able to be sold through here as well. And just to pick up on the point of citing it, our goal as a city is to be the CBD of the north. When we compare ourselves for that to other WA examples, we don't compare ourselves to Innaloo, we compare ourselves to the Perth CBD. If you compare us to the Perth CBD, would the Spud Shed model of retail be something you'd expect to see on St George's Terrace? No. There's a Woolworths on St George's Terrace, there's some boutique stores and food outlets on St George's Terrace, but not the larger bulk retail. Is it something that you'd like to see in sort of West Perth or adjacent areas? There's some food wholesalers in Northbridge. That's generally how it works. If you look geographically where this is, it's the exact right spot. It's within a kilometre or two of the CBD, but not right in the heart of it. That's, I believe, the very best spot for this model of retail. We just simply don't have sites large enough to cater for a 4,000 square metre large format facility within the Joondalup CBD precinct around where we are now. But directly adjacent to the CBD, this will be a significant draw card to our catchment of around 500,000 people, those in the city of Stirling and those in the city of Wanneroo. It will give them a new reason again to come to Joondalup, and most importantly, this will generate close to 250 jobs in the Joondalup area. When you add that to the 800 new jobs that we have arriving here with the department moving up in the new year, 2019, if this is approved, is looking very bright indeed. We're kicking off the year pretty much in the bag, already having overachieved on our local jobs target, and long may that grow, because our goal is to also be the employment centre of the north, and I commend this motion to the council. I invite you to cast your votes on the screens before you. Declare the voting closed and the item carried. That concludes tonight's council meeting, and I hereby close the meeting at 6:33 p.m. Good evening.